The Gemara says in the bottom daf on Bavman Beis that Amar Abaye made a Rishon Nishol Rabbanon that Hayu Shloshim Ilanis Mimata Asar LeBeisa Achla Asar B'Shan Azuv Asar B'Shan Azuv Asar B'Shan Azuv Harizu Chazaka, that would be a good Chazaka. Why? Lami Amar Bishmal Chad Pira B'Chazaka L'Kulu Piri Achinami Habu Chazaka Lani Achinami Hani Habu Chazaka Lani B'Hani Habu Chazaka Lani. So it would work over here as well. B'Zak Gemara B'Hani Milechid LaPiku LaPiku V'Achla Habu Chazaka. That's only if the other Ilanis didn't produce Paris, but if they did produce Paris and didn't eat them, then we're not Pi Chazaka. But that's only if it's Bazi Bazuze, which, according to the Rashba, means that it's a Lashon of Pizer, they have to be Mefuzarim. But if it's not Mefuzarim, we're not Pi Chazaka. Now, the Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara in Taim Netem, Perk Yerbez, Allah Yates and Chaf, so the Rambam says they have a Sada Ilan, they have Shloshim Ilanis, they have to, if you ate them in the Mefuzaris, it's a Chazaka. Then he says, "B'med v'memurim b'sha'achel who mixes ha'peris who buzzes ulam shar ha'peris." Avle minichu perseim alem ha'el v'achel ilu mikan v'ilu mikan kol hasada hichzib chol hasada b'shal asof kol perseim. Like the Rambam, when is it this that we say that if you didn't eat all the peris, it's not a chazaka? That's only if you didn't eat it, but you allowed other people to eat it. People came and ate the peris, but if you left them and didn't eat them at all, no one ate them, then it will be a chazaka even though you didn't eat them, because at the end of the day, you're showing bias in the whole field. And the question is, where does the Rambam get this from? That if you didn't eat them, but bazu am shara peris, it's not a chazaka. But if you left them on the tree, they are a chazaka. And the rabbi explains, which is pretty muchach from lashon of Rambam, that the Rambam understands the lashon of bazi bazuzi and argumai differently than the Rashbam. The Rashbam, the Rishonim learn it's a lashon of pizer, lashon of bazia with an ayin, as the Rashbam explains, and that's what the Gemara is telling us, the din of pizer. The Rambam understands it. That's not a lashon of pizer. It's a lashon of biza and shalom. It's a lashon of allowing other people to just come in and take it. That's what the Rambam says. That b'shachu mixes haperis u'bazazu ha'am shara haperis. If everyone else came in and they were b'izes it, they took it, they stole it, like a lashon of biza and shalom, then it will not be a chazaka. But if you left it on the tree, then about it would be a chazaka. So the Rambam has a whole different shot in what this lashon bazi bazuzi means. Not lashon biza, but a lashon biza and shalom. That's how the Ravid understands the Rambam. The Pella is that makes sense that that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara, but the Rambam himself sounds like the other Rishonim that they have to be Mefuzaris, that these Ilanis have to be Mefuzaris. Now the question is, where does the Rambam get that from? If the Rambam understands Bazi Bazuzi to mean Bizan Shalol, then there's no marker for Mefuzaris. The whole din Mefuzaris, according to the other Rishonim, comes from these words Bazi Bazuzi, which if the Rambam means Bizan Shalol, does not mean Mefuzaris. So what is the marker of the Rambam? They need Mefuzaris. There's no marker if you learn Bazi Bazuzi to mean a Lashon Biz of a Shalol. And the Ravid seems to sort of be asking this kasha, because he ends up by saying, that he's saying the other mefarshim learned pizza from these words, but the Rambam himself, who doesn't learn that way, so where does he get it from? What's the makar of pizza lefi him? And some mefarshim want to learn, maybe baz bizuzi means both lefi the Rambam, both pizza and biza, but it's dachuk to say that. It sounds like they're saying the same word twice. It's not saying two different things, two different words. So the shayla is, where does the Rambam get it from? And I think the pasha says, like the Magen Mishnah points out, the Magen Mishnah says that from Rabbi Shmuel itself, you see they need Mefuzaris in the din of Rabbi Shmuel. And being that the Gemara is saying that this din over here is based on the din of Rabbi Shmuel, so that itself tells us that it has to be Mefuzaris. So it could be the Rambam understood the din of Pizer has nothing to do with the words Bazi Bazuze. That we learned already from the din of Rabbi Shmuel, just like he needs Mefuzaris in his case. About it, we need Mefuzaris over here. And then the Gemara is saying Bazi Bazuze, that's saying a whole different din. That has to be Dafka when it's Biza Vashalo, you don't get it if it's a Piku. But if it's not Biz of a Shal, you would. So these two dinim of the Rambam are really coming from two different places. He's masking to the other Rishonim, they need Mefuzaris, but that's not the taich of the words Bazi Bazuzi, that comes from Rabbi Shmuel. But he's being maisif, this heter, that if other people ate it, it's not a chazaka, but if not, it would be, and that is based on his Havan and Bazi Bazuzi, and that's a Lashon of Biza. Mashiach and Lefid, the other Rishonim, that won't be true, because they learn the Bazi Bazuzi is a Lashon of Biza, and not a Lashon of Biza.